If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. A-train service to the Rockaways now running again following Sandy repairs. Governor Hochul was on hand to welcome back riders.
We promised to have the service back by Memorial Day. 200 construction workers working 20 hours a day for 17 weeks. Again, unbelievable.
The line was shut down in January. Crews rebuilt the entire 1,500-foot line linking the Rockaway Peninsula to the rest of Queens. A swing bridge was also fixed up. A man in Harlem has been shot dead outside of a police station. Cops say the victim was found with a gunshot wound to the head near the 28th Precinct on Frederick Douglass Boulevard and 123rd Street just before midnight. He was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. The victim has not yet been ID'd, and so far, there are no arrests. Bodega workers in the city are getting hands-on training on how to de-escalate tense situations. A new pilot program launched by the Mayor's Office for Criminal Justice called Trained, Not Armed, teaches employees to use words instead of violence. Aaron Jones runs the program. He tells 1010 Winds they role play right in the store.
During this training, we are in the bodega live while they're actually working, while the store's open, while customers are coming in. And we're having the beautiful conversation on top of showing them statistics and how to deal with, black and brown, whatever the community that we are in as we are de-escalating training.
The program is already underway in the Bronx and Brooklyn with plans to expand citywide. The good news, the New Jersey Transit train engineer strike is now over. The not so good news, today you'll still need an alternate route. Let's get the latest from our Glenn Shuck.
New Jersey Transit says they'll use the time today to prepare their train cars, safety checks, and inspect all the hundreds of miles of tracks. The trains back at it tomorrow. CEO Chris Killouri with NJT.
I think we are particularly gratified that we were able to find a solution that meets the needs of the customers and our employees, and more importantly than all of it, the taxpayers of New Jersey.
We checked in with union leader Tom Haas. He tells 1010 Winds the union got a lot of support through this.
There was always the chance that the public was going to turn on us and say that we were overasking, but the support that we saw for these 3 days, every member of the public has been incredible.
That extra bus service we've been telling you about in places like Secaucus Junction and the PNC Bank Arts Center, well, that is happening today. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at Penn Station.
NJT says riders should not expect a fare increase because of the new contract, except for the previously planned 3% increase. Testimony in the sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs resumes today, with more dramatic testimony expected after his ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura finished her turn on the stand. After Cassie finished on Friday, Dawn Richard, who was a member of Combs' group Danity Kane, began testifying and is resuming today. Richard said on Friday she saw Combs physically attack Cassie on multiple occasions. In one incident in 2009, Richard said Combs tried to strike Cassie in the head with a black skillet before putting his arm around her neck and dragging her up the stairs. Combs has pleaded not guilty to the charges of racketeering and sex trafficking. If convicted on all charges, he would face a mandatory 15 years in prison and could remain behind bars for life. Students at a Long Island elementary school are holding a parade this morning to honor first responders. Sunrise Drive Elementary School in Sayville says they host the annual parade to thank the heroes in their community. Dr. James Foy is their principal. He says the parade was created with help from the parents, along with other volunteers from NASA.
This came about last year. I had a parent that came to me with an idea that said she'd love to be able to bring something she did at her own children's elementary school, and that was a parade for first responders. And I said that that's an outstanding idea.
Foy says the parade started last year with 45 first responders in the parade, but this year the number is almost 60. There will also be a high school marching band with the first responders, and they'll also bring their children along to march. Police in Suffolk County are asking for help finding the person who killed a man during a fight early Sunday morning in East Patchogue. Cops responded to a fight about 2:45 Sunday morning outside a home on Taylor Avenue. Police say 44-year-old Carlos Bonaparte was struck in the head during the fight. He was rushed to the hospital, where he later died. Anyone with any information about the incident is asked to call Suffolk County Crime Stoppers at 800-220-TIPS. Healthcare workers and advocates rallying in Gravesend, Brooklyn this morning. They're calling on Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis to protect Medicare from the massive cuts that are proposed in President Trump's budget bill. The bill would slash $715 billion from Medicaid. And the Congressional Budget Office estimates those cuts could increase the number of people without health insurance by at least 8.6 million, including 1.5 million New Yorkers.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.